listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and the Witt Sunday's local news. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A partly cloudy morning with a slight chance of showers, Mackay heading for 24 degrees and Airlie Beach 25 degrees. Making the news today, Wednesday the 24th of May, mining giant argues against pay equality reforms, new airline Bonza's future plans, and busting myths with concussions and sports players. The Mining and Energy Union claims BHP is using a fear campaign against its workers as the mining giant argues against new same job same pay reforms. The federal government is looking at legislating pay equality between permanent staff and contract workers who are often paid less and lacking entitlements despite working the same roles and hours. BHP says while it supports protecting low paid and vulnerable workers, policy changes could cost the company $1.3 billion annually. MEU Queensland President Steve Smye says such companies should be required to offer permanent roles to long-term labour hired workers.
They're actually admitting, in my view, that they've been ripping the workers off to the tune of $1.3 billion for at least over a decade now, and it's going to all be brought to the fore, I guess.
New airline Bonza has launched its final route connecting Melbourne and Mackay, but says there are plans to expand. Chief Operating Officer Carly Povey says the airline will now earn the respect of its customers before adding new routes and a third base. The route between Melbourne and Mackay is the only interstate service offered from the city, while an extra 2,500 seats have been added to Mackay Airport since the airline launched here. Myths around concussions may be putting our sports players at risk of further harm, according to a Mackay brain trauma specialist. Mark Newman says the biggest misconception is that concussions are mainly the result of head knocks, when they're often caused by forces across the entire body. He'll meet with local rugby league players tonight to dispel some of those myths. He says many players often dismiss concussions because symptoms aren't always immediate.
Usually there's this secondary stage to concussion, and that's where people again begin to feel unwell, headachy, sometimes nauseous or vomiting, and that can be 2, 3, 4 days later.
A state MP has asked whether Queensland pensioners could be given free car registration similar to New South Wales in light of the rising cost of living. Robbie Catter posed the question to the Transport Minister last month, with Mark Bailey responding to the question of notice yesterday. He says the state government already provides reduced registration fees to pensioners, seniors and persons with a disability. Let's take a look at some sport now. Two rising rugby league stars have earned their places in the Cowboys NRLW side. Rookie of the Year from the Mackay Cutters, Libby Serha, has been picked up by the club in its inaugural season, while 17-year-old Lily Peacock from the Witt Sundays joins the development squad to step up next year. And the only undefeated sides in the ARL Mackay Women's Comp go head-to-head this weekend with bragging rights on the line. The top of the table, North Mackay Saints and Moranbah Bulldogs, face off on Saturday afternoon. While around the grounds, Mackay Magpies host Eastern Swans and Whitsunday Sea Eagles take on Mackay City Hawks. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whitsundays and beyond, the Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.